welcome to What in the K-Pop. I'm your host, Leia.
And I'm May.
And I'm Yvette.
And today we're talking about
NCT!
Boo, 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 NCT! Boo, 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 boo,
boo. No, literally. No. Oh, sticker? Are you talking about sticker? Physical, all right, so actually, this will be a duo episode. And this is literally just going to be my episode. Making sure Leia leaves at least being okay with sticker.
I like sticker. Y'all. I like to shit on sticker. There's a difference.
just kidding. We're actually going to be talking about 17's fact check that came. I think it dropped on the 10th of October, if I'm right.
So it last dropped week, at some point last week.
It was at some point. I'm actually going to double. I'm going to check the facts. Go check that.
Yeah. Check, the- check this. Let's go check that.
Check y'all, that, the way. That. It's been stuck in my head. Like, actually.
I totally respect that. Cause
oh, October 6th. It came almost 2 weeks ago. Jesus. Y'all.
Let's be real. Life- I didn't listen to it 2 weeks ago. I listened to it last week. So it's new to me.
In my eyes, it launched last week. Because okay, y'all, also y'all, just a little mini update. We all three of us here at What in the K-Pop, we've been having a lot of life changes, a lot of personal things going on, and mm-hmm. so we're gonna be a little sporadic with some.
Oh yeah, did you want to do a mini update before we get into the episode proper?
You know, yeah, let's do that.
Super crazy.
Yeah, before we get into NCT, we're also gonna talk a little bit about just what faves we got going on right now, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been super busy with life. Like,
yeah. I mean, we like, recently did K-Fest. That was, what, last week? The week before last week? And honestly, we'd like to do a full, maybe, episode review. Or, like one of our concert story times. A K-Fest story time. So,
yeah, may. We also, for the just a little sneak preview into it, I'm going to be having a couple guests in that episode. We're gonna be and this is not confirmed, so actually I'm not gonna say any names, but we're gonna be having a couple people who performed at the festival, a little bit of behind the scenes for some of the people who helped put together for the festival, and hopefully some really cool people overall. So that's gonna be the K-Fest episode. That's probably gonna be, I want to say, like next month or so.
Yeah. Or just to be safe, the beginning of December, because there's a lot of stuff going on in November too. So,
yeah. So a little bit, what's going on? I'm moving. Me and Yvette are moving, and so we gotta figure. We have been having to figure that out. I've been switching jobs, so that's a whole new learning curve and figuring all this out. Leia is figuring out life in general.
It's funny. I guess this is a real announcement. I'm starting school next week. So I'm going back to school. Boop, 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 boop. So that's also busy. So we're all kind of doing different things now behind the scenes. That's why episodes have been sporadic as hell. So if you were looking out for episodes, forgive us. We're back.
Like we're going to be we'll get more consistent probably starting in the new year once we get settled with moving. School's been a little more in session. I will be starting school next year, but
yeah,
it'll still be a lot better, more consistent. So we'll be a little more consistent via Instagram and active on there. But as of like recording episodes, it may be a little behind, and that's okay because we all got full time jobs and responsibilities outside of here. And as much as we love doing this and recording, it takes time. So.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time, but
and that's cool.
Thank you so much for
for any patience. I appreciate you, love you, because but we will still be doing like our song of the week via Instagram. We'll try to get more involved in like possibly just like sporadic like cup sleeves or you know whatever may happen. We don't know. We have some things planned. Some things just kind of happen, you know.
Yeah. But for sure, as a preview for the K-Fest one, especially, K-Fest went really well. Very fun time. So, yeah. Look out for that episode.
Yeah, I will say, previewing into it, yeah, it was one of the better years of K-Fest. all things considered, yes, there were some extreme things that went on during K-Fest, but I mean, it's a live event, so yeah, some things are gonna go.
But we'll little get to weird. That. We'll get to that next. We'll get to that next time. So maybe let's talk about it. Let's talk about Fact Check, the new album by
one. Check them. Let's go check
what the fuck is their name? NCT 127, the original singers of Sticka.
Look, this like is Sticka. I promise. Let's see how many episodes we can get through without mentioning Sticka. Because it's every single episode we mention Sticka. But you know what? It's fine.
You know what? For the past five, I think we have mentioned it at least once. It's mostly me.
It's usually them hating it and then me having, not even hating, being the hater. And then me having to defend my Sticka, my fellow Sticka enthusiasts. It's not even, look, it's not even my favorite 127 song. I just really liked it. I just liked it. I feel like there was no, anyways, Jesus Christ.
You go so hard for a Sticka, but it's not even your number one 127 song. I'm like,
no, literally, it's not. You know what? Before we go into 127's most recent album,
right?
What is your favorite? Is favorite, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, I think that is my favorite title track for sure.
What about your favorite B-side? From 127.
You know what? I think I like Skyscraper a lot. I mean, I feel like there's other ones that I like more, but Skyscraper definitely comes to mind. Like, that one gets me hype. Mm-hmm. Baby don't like it. I was obsessed.
Did I actually pause?
Don't like it for such a long time.
You know what? I'll say, that's a good option too. I'm not even mad.
That's my favorite B-side.
Because, like, my favorite title track is Touch. That is like, oh, period point. Yeah. That is such a good song.
That's Simon the says your aesthetic. It's so
yes. Cute. Oh my god, y'all, please. It Touch is my comfort song. It's a really good song. I love it. The video is one of my favorites because it's so simple. But yeah, it's so cute, and it does not so even cute. Fit like my own personal aesthetic. But I love it.
And then I have favorite because it's vampire themed. That's it's also one of the songs that's like stuck in my head. It's been stuck in my head for like 2 years. So yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Just kidding. I was reading the wrong thing. I was like, Moomoo Sticka, not a title track. It is. It's just the repackage.
It is. Favorite is a repackage of Sticka. The album.
That's all. I was just so confused for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Because in one of my favorite B-sides is Lemonade.
Oh.
Even though, is it considered a title track? Lemonade.
No. That's on Sticka.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm looking at it. I looked it up right now.
Is it because it has a... No, but like, isn't the title track the main... You know what? We're going to have to do a K-pop school episode talking about what we're talking about, but I guess shorthand, a title track is like the song that has the album that has promote. Like the it has a music video and they do stages where they're performing that song, so that's the song they use to promote the album usually.
Yeah, cause I was like, wait a minute, I'm looking through, I'm like, huh, since when
Lemonade. And albums can have multiple title tracks, but usually the title track is the one that matches the album title.
Yeah, I was trying to like fact check. I'm literally gonna keep saying fact check and I
check
don't like
fact,
it.
Go check that.
I was trying to verify if this song that I think is where is it at?
Is your favorite B-side?
Yeah, but I can't even find the stinky. Oh my god.
Just sing it. Which one is it?
I was gonna say what's it called? Oh my god, my brain is like fried right now because I can't think of the stupid song. Angel. I saw an angel.
Da, yeah, da, da, da. Okay, that
but is that considered? Cool. Is that considered a...
It's a B-side.
But is that considered a you song or is it considered... No, it's a 127 song. What touch am I tripping?
Touch is by 127, but it's on the album. It's one of the NCT Universe albums, so...
Okay, I was right. Yeah. Wait, am I? Y'all, fake N Citizen.
Also, First Love by NCT 127 from their Japanese album. That was a pre-release, but mm-hmm. I love that song.
Damn. See, because then the other NCT 127 that I love is Switch.
Switch?
Switch, where it's like... I don't
know that one. You're a bigger 127 stan than I am. I don't know every 127 song.
Because the NCT 127 is... Like it's a self title, like a NCT 127 is the mini album. It was their first mini album.
Okay. I don't know if I know it.
But am I tripping? No, Angel is from 127. It's on the Limitless second mini album.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah.
That one makes more sense. I was like, where is it at? Yeah.
Okay,
so I was looking at full albums, that's why. I was like, I know it's there. I'm not tripping.
Well,
I was like,
oh my God. Let's get into the newest one. Fact check. Well,
so it starts with Fact Check being the title track, the first track on the album too. Mm-hmm. What was your first, you still haven't seen the video, correct?
No, because I'm, okay, let it be known, K-pop besties, I'm annoying. I am the type of K-pop fan that will just listen to the album and not fuck with the video. I have to be in the mood to watch videos. So if I know there's a comeback, unless it's like a group I was looking forward to, I'm like, oh, cool, there's a comeback. I'm just going to listen to the album. I just do that.
She said, I ain't doing all the extra. Cause like,
and then May has to force me to watch other ones. That's usually
because, okay, so I am a mix of that. Like, I'll want to watch the video. I will try to listen to at least the title track first. But if I see the video first, I see the video first. Like, there's no going around it. And especially for 127, because... And most SM groups, if I'm honest, I love their videos. It's so, they're so good. And 127's videos, they're so much fun to watch. Even if they're like a little weird or a little cringy, they're good.
Even if. What do you mean, even if? That's guaranteed.
It's, bitch.
It's 127.
But y'all, she's looking at me like she's gonna, like, I'm some crazy person. But no, it's a. Yeah, they are. They are very, very much.
Girl.
But yeah, no, much. Neo got my back, you know. because
Neo got my back.
Gotcha. No, but actually, because like with 127, with this title track in particular, it's easily top five title tracks for me.
Yeah,
because it has such a like. It has like a, I don't want to call it like reggaeton, but it's not, but it is.
Okay.
But it's very much Afrobeat too.
This is what,
and then it.
This is what I wanted. It's an Afrobeat. Straight up Afrobeat. And yeah, I think there's, with the drums, that's also heavy with like reggaeton and like Latin music, but it's straight up an Afro or soca beat. And this is not the first time that 127 has tried Afro pop. But the last time was not good.
What was the last one? It was
Music Dance, I think.
Oh yeah. And it wasn't. And it's not that it was an awful song; just it wasn't a great song. It could have been so much better.
For 127, I feel like they actually deserved better. Like I've said before, y'all, with 127, it's a hit or miss. I either really love their songs or I fucking hate them. There is no, oh, I'm just mad about this song. So if I like a 127 song, I love it. And Music Dance was so bad.
Yeah,
it could have been Gimme, so bad. So
it could have been so much. It could have been so much better. But even with this one, it felt like for Fact Check, it was a really good balance.
It was a very solid
also,
album.
Y'all.
No bad songs, really.
No, not at all. But let me tell you about Fact Check real quick.
Yeah. Tell me.
If y'all hear Yuta's part. He's got
a lot of lines.
He doesn't have a lot, but he has a very good, solid part.
He has more lines.
That just look as Yuta stands.
What if this man just doesn't like to sing?
Our Yuta biased hoes. Myself, I'm speaking on. Okay, so I can say this. Deprived. We've been deprived. We've been like gnawing at the fucking like cage. Okay,
you've been chopping at the bit.
No, literally. And
on the
so,
bones.
And then if you want, this is why I want you to watch the video. Because when it gets to his part, that man owns it. He owns it. And also at the end, I think it's not the last dance break, but one of the last dance breaks, he's center. as he fucking should be.
Yuch is a great all-arounder. He's got a great voice. He can dance his little socks off. Whenever he dances and performs, he's giving 120%. I mean, but it's an SM group, though. So, like,
exactly.
I've never seen an SM group.
I've never seen an SM group either.
Even.
Shut up. We've seen an SM group. We saw Dream.
I haven't seen an SM group that didn't perform their ass off, except for maybe Super Junior, but they're old now, so it's like.
So they don't count.
They don't count. When they perform their old songs, they're a little sleepy. When they perform their new songs, you can tell the energy there. Point is, SM works hard on their artists. So to me, the fact that Yuta is killing it in 1-7 is what he deserved.
No, actually. And then what about you for like any of the B-side trackers? I know you said you like Misty.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to start with my least favorite of the three that I picked first. Okay, so I got a couple. Je ne sais quoi. I really liked that one. I think it's very, like, beautiful. The je ne sais quoi. I don't remember the tune for some reason, but I just know I love that one. Parade. Parade was a little goofy because I like it. I like the buildup. I like the pre-chorus. Then when they get to the chorus, I feel like it's a little hard to listen to. Not that the chorus is bad. I just feel like something feels off with my heartbeat. But I still really enjoy that song. It's fun. Space is that bitch.
She's expensive.
She's expensive. All right. Yacht. So good. Right up my alley. Like, the type of song I listen to is Yacht. Yada is a perfect song, honestly. Okay, now Misty, my favorite. It's gonna be my song. This might not be my song of the year, but this is gonna be in the top 10. I'm gonna listen to this song so much for the next 2 months.
Misty, it's got this very like, I need to look up what band's Silk Sonic mimics or is like emulating, because it's got that 70s, 60s, late 60s like
vibe. You can groove. Vibe.
I think I told May it was very like 70s smoke room energy. Like, it's giving a little Fleetwood Mac. I mean, something about the guitars and the bass. You just feel like you're surrounded by the music. And I really love music that could fit in a movie or is very cinematic. Like, another song also by an SM artist, Kai, Come In. That song to me is just very cinematic. And you feel like your ear holes are just getting surrounded by the music. Earballs. No. So with Misty, I feel like I'm literally levitating into space. I'm like, And it also has a lot of texture. They use different, like, they use a lot of effects. So, like, they use actual rain sounds in it. It's just, I feel transported to a magical land. It's beautiful. Misty is this might be my new favorite. Like, it might become a new favorite 1-7 song. It's just so good.
It is very good. Like, it's also just very, like, sounds magical in a way, you know? Like, it really does, like, teleport you. It feels like you're being teleported, okay?
Yeah. There are just some songs that you listen to that really, like, speak to you. You get 2 seconds into it and you're like, favorite replay.
Okay, that energy is how I felt with Angel Eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Angel Eyes. It does remind me of another song, and I want to know what it's either sampling or what it's inspired by or something, because it sounds so familiar.
Right.
The da da da. Oh my god, wait, is that a.
You're right.
Oh my god, is it a. Okay, please do not come for me, all the other music enthusiasts and people who try to gatekeep and are annoying about it.
But also better
like
at
a,
music.
It sounds like a Bon Jovi song, or
I see
like,
it.
Yeah. And I can't put
it's
my
just
finger...
not rock, right?
No, it does sound like a rock song, but like a classic rock, like
yeah.
Oh,
I see it.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Like maybe like Bruce Springsteen energy.
Yeah, like a Bruce Springsteen, maybe, or something along that like feel. Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me of like the ending of a movie, like a coming of age movie. Yeah. And
very Disney like, Channel, very Nickelodeon. This is a
not even Nickelodeon, just like very like a almost like Breakfast Club, like the Breakfast Club type of feel, where like these rambunctious teenagers, or you know, like it feels like that,
or Confessions of a Shopaholic. Is that what it is?
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
I mixed it up. Whoops. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yeah.
Confessions of a Teenage Shopaholic.
There is Confessions of a Shopaholic. But that's not that movie. It's not that movie. That's a totally different movie.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, but no, it does have like that feel. Like an early 2000s, late 90s movie. Mm-hmm. Even the guitar in it, the vocals. Again, Yuta has a really good line in it, and so right following behind him is Johnny, and he's showcasing like his vocals, and it's so good because I'm really picky about how Johnny sings, like in my own personal taste. Like I like Johnny, I love Johnny, but sometimes his voice doesn't suit a song and they force him to sing in it and it doesn't sound right. This it sounds so good. Like he just it's so good. And there's a I'm gonna send it to you, Leia, that way you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
There's a video of them singing it like on either like a rooftop or something like that. And it's so just NCT 127 in your eyes. But it says a Angel Eyes track video. But okay. It's so good. Like, it's just so much fun to watch. I'll probably make you watch it after this, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, we'll watch it. It's okay.
If I can get any reason for me to watch it, I'll watch it.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
But yeah, Angel Eyes kind of going, but like piggybacking off of yours with Space too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was like, I'm gonna listen to this in order, obviously, right?
Right,
yeah. Y'all, whoever put this track list together and like organized it, they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. Because honestly, then it's like Space, Parade right afterward, Angel Eyes, Yacht, Je ne sais quoi, Love is a Beauty. Love is a Beauty is very fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I heard it. I was listening to it while I was going home. I was listening to the album because I got stuck in traffic. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be stuck in this traffic for about a good 30 minutes. This album is 32 minutes. I'll skip fact check because I know what that sounds like already. I'm just going to
check the first go check that.
And then
keep doing that.
No, actually, because I say I'm like, let me check that. Let me check the facts or fact check. And I'm like, oh, check the facts. Go check that. It's kind of like whenever somebody says sticker and I'm like, do, 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 do. Oh, have you seen the meme? Okay, y'all. I know. I'm so sorry we're handing off on this tangent. But you know that same noise in the beginning of sticker?
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, me when I see 127 as the angel number all of a sudden. And it's like, doo 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 doo. Doo 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 doo. But y'all, honestly, Jesus Christ. I do feel like this album is one of the better. Because the last thing we had before was the AO repackage.
Yeah.
From the Two Baddies repackage, yeah, right?
So AO and Two Baddies.
Yeah. Because AO is just a repackage of Two Baddies. I think they only added
one car.
Two Baddies, one squad. I was like, no.
They could have said one car. And I probably would have said one car.
But they said Two Baddies, one squad. I'm like, y'all, there's too many of y'all for me to be playing this game. I don't have time for this.
For real. I mean, another tangent. Two baddies, one Porsche versus two baddies, one squad has a whole different connotation.
Y'all, I don't want to get into it. I don't even want to get into it. Let's really, just leave if it you know, you know. If you, if you don't,
why are you here?
You're blessed. Like, honestly, I wish I had your brain. But because I liked the Two Baddies album, like it was good, it was fun.
It had some moments.
It was very good. I liked Two Baddies a lot. I liked Faster. I liked Vitamin and Crash Landing. But the rest of them, like, okay, cool, I'll listen to it. Mm-hmm. But
Skyscrapers from that album too. But I liked the repackage because we had AO and Sky. I mean, Skyscraper was already there, but that's when I actually listened to.
I will say AO did its job. Okay.
I don't listen to that song, but I know it was good. I never listened to it.
Maybe,
but
weekly.
I know it's good.
I just love the way Taeyong because Valhalla. No, honestly, the way they say Valhalla makes me so happy for no reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all, we just wanted to talk a little bit about 127 because honestly, I was very excited about it. And then next, I have to get Leia to listen to TXT's album. To be fair, I'm only halfway in it. I didn't get to listen to all of it. But I heard the important ones, okay?
You heard like 3-4 songs. Was it a full album or a half? Or
It's a 10 album songs or 10 song album, sorry.
Oh, so it's an album. Songs.
Yeah, it's an album.
Okay.
The name chapter Free Fall.
Full album. I guess it's around that time, actually.
Yeah, the name chapter Free Fall. Because I only, before they even like fully started promoting it, I only knew about it fully because I obviously, y'all, like we said, we've had a lot going on, so I've been able to keep up with as much. But the only reason why I knew is because there was like a tweet or something going around about Taehyung telling somebody like, oh, just listen to Pharaoh Neverland, and that's your hint to our next album. And the album is called The Next Chapter Free Fall. It's like, never let my love you down, and I'm free falling. And he was like, just listen to that song.
Which, by the way, that song is really good. Listen to TXT.
Number one. I'm telling you, number one TXT song.
TXT actually, number one is Frost, has really good, solid.
Actually, number one is Frost, but not the point. That's my number one TXT song.
It's an opinion. That's your number one album?
Oh, no, it's not my number one album. No. That's my number one song, Frost.
Oh, that's your number one song? That's an opinion.
Yeah. First of all, my queen.
I understand the opinion,
but I love that song. It's such a good song. Ugh, don't be such a hater.
It's not my number one TXT. It's probably not even top 10, but it's good. It's good. They have a lot of good music to go through.
Yo, if this becomes a solo podcast for a week, for one episode, it's just gonna be me being sad about
Leia.
It
would just be me.
No, it'll be me one episode just talking about how Leia hurt me, and then it's gonna be 20 minutes of me just crying,
not me reintroducing this girl to K-pop, and then she's out here roasting me. Oh my goodness.
Let me see, I was trying to see if I could find the
See, the comeback that I did listen to other than Fact Check was I've Mine by IVE, because they got their little mini album out. And I like IVE.
I was trying to see if I could find a comeback list of new releases. Okay, so that way I can kind of get an idea
of like the list.
The only other thing that I was paying attention to was With Universe from Pentagon, but it's a single, it's not an album.
That's what's coming out, or it's already out?
It's already out. It's just like, it's literally like a minute long. These men, it was for the 7th anniversary of Pentagon. But they already, y'all, it's a whole nother episode talking about Pentagon and
we might do actual deep dives on some groups. I'd like to do that.
Well, Pentagon now wild.
Do some deep dives.
I would love to do a deep dive of Pentagon because Pentagon's gone wild. They're over here saying there's members who left. I love how this became a 127 to tangent, but you know what? This is May and Leia. What do you expect?
Actually, we were obviously going to talk about what we're paying attention to in K-pop plus 127. It's just Fact Check was the inspiration
behind us talking.
Let's go check that.
And then what's new with Pentagon is that there are members who left Cube, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like,
"Oh, explain what Cube is."
Cube Entertainment. So it's their entertainment company. It's the label that they're under. Well, some of the members decided to not renew their contract with Cube Entertainment,
but they're still going to be part of Pentagon.
So I honestly, I don't like the logistics and the legal stuff side. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works.
That's for the lawyers. Honestly,
that's not my expertise. I don't claim to be an expert on these types of things. I just claim to like pay attention.
We're hobbyists.
Exactly. Enthusiast, if you will. But
stands, if you want to call it.
Universe, you know, that's me. Universe is their fandom name, by the way. But some of them have left and some have stayed. And the thing is, with no explanation, these boys just put out these notices saying, hey, I'm no longer under Cube. They didn't say 100%. Like, some of them said that they were staying with Pentagon. Some of them didn't say it. But they're all still staying with Pentagon as the nine. Mm-hmm. And I was so confused. And then these fools are just posting each other on Instagram Live, talking, like, making jokes, ha, 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 not acknowledging anything that happened. They're just like, hee, hee. Like, like, don't worry, guys. Because they know it's fine, but all of us are just here like, okay.
Honestly, if I were them, if I were in that position, I would fuck with the fans so much.
And that's the thing.
The same thing.
That's literally all that they're
doing. I'm not explaining anything. You'll get music when you get it.
Anyways, what is it like? Anyways, here's Wonderwall. Because there's... And I think that's what's going on, because I haven't been able to pay attention to much, but that's what I've been seeing. And I'm just like, wait, what? I woke up. You know those handwritten, like, letter things that right. Idols post when they... when I saw that on... I think it was InSong's first that I saw it. And I was like, no, before I can even see any translations, before I can, like, search anything, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
If it's just like a white sheet on Instagram and you see like a handwritten note in Korean, it's probably an apology letter.
Like, or
I'm leaving, or like, Hyuna, we broke up type thing. Like, usually
it's usually a negative connotation, or it's a enlistment notice, right? And so I'm just like, what is going on here? What is going out in the house? What is going on in the house apartment? Like, I just, I was confused, but I thought it was so funny, because then when I read it, I was like, oh, okay, cool. But Yuto is also one of them who left, and he should have. He deserves better. My second Cube. Husband of Pentagon deserves better.
Cube Entertainment has some good groups, but them as a company?
Not that great.
They're not great. And that's just like, the outside. God knows what it's like inside. No clue. But if you can tell that it's not great,
I'm pretty sure it's not that great. But if you haven't listened to Fact Check, going back to the original topic of
the
today.
The point of this episode is to make you an in-citizen. Go listen to Fact Check.
Go watch the video, because it is a gorgeous video. Also, we don't have too much to talk about.
Yeah.
Today, just because we wanted to just have a little chat about Fact Check. So
we wanted to check the facts, you know.
No, honestly, we wanted to get
the stats, you know?
But keep posted, or we're gonna keep more active on our socials. Also, kind of just give y'all a little update of what was going on. So we'll be more active, hopefully, on our social. Give that a little bit more of an idea. Get y'all some sneak peeks of some other things going on that we have planned. I'm really excited to film the K-Fest aftermath episode.
That's gonna be fun, because there's two at some okay we were separated me and Yvette were together, and then May was with stage, so we were separated for a lot of the day, so there's two different stories,
completely different points of view,
two story lines. And after talking with Yvette, she's like, yeah, let's profit off this. We got a lot to tell you.
Yeah, and also we'll get some perspective of a performer from there that was on stage. Two different versions of that. And then hopefully, depending on what's going on, somebody else from behind the scenes. And of the planning of K-Fest, which would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if that became two parts.
It probably will be a two-parter episode, guys. So, because it's going to be a long one, and we don't want to have to make you sit through all of it.
Though, in the meantime, in the meantime, K-Fest is an annual thing, so keep on the lookout for whenever the next date is announced. And if you have time next year, sometime around the fall, come through. K-Fest is hopefully awesome. Come support. Yeah,
hopefully it'll be bigger and
it's
better.
It's free. For now.
For now. Oh! For now.
For now.
Look, we're trying to get some
big artists out here, okay?
Y'all want this to get bigger. You know, KCON in LA? Yeah, can we get K-Fest to Houston? Come on.
On the same level.
Trying to get it bigger.
We wish. We can pray. Yeah. But yeah. We'll leave you guys with that. Hope you have a good day, evening, weekend, morning.
Night, morning, weekday, office day.
Tuesday afternoon.
Not safe for work.
Saturday
day.
Morning. Birthday. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If Stan 127, Stan NCT 127, be an N citizen.
Yeah, Stan went in the K-pop.
Join us.
We're not going to give you photo cards, though. For now.
Not yet.
Not yet. And for now. Not yet.
We're unhinged. Yo, it was a lot.
This
long
is what happens day. when our Yvette. Our Yvette. Obviously, our Yvette. Like, oh.
Our Yvette, yeah.
When she has to take care and be responsible, she leaves y'all with the two irresponsible ones. We're not even irresponsible, but we are
quite responsible.
I'm an adult. I pay my taxes.
I do my own taxes. I pay for that road. Okay,
look,
okay, bye.
when I go to a concert, I pay for that whole myself.
I can't say anything.
Shh. Just smile and wave. Smile and wave. Anyways, bye y'all.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. And we hope you all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!